Taking Hollywood by Storm. Talk Asia interview with South Korean actor Lee Byung-hun.
It's the opening night of the annual Busan Film Festival. Many of South Korea's finest are here for the event. And the man all these people are waiting for is preparing to make an entrance. South Korean actor and heartthrob, Lee Byung-hun.
Became a big fan of his on set because of his sort of amazing work ethic. His ability to be at once kind of a movie star and an incredibly gifted and kind of giving actor.
You made your Hollywood debut in the action film G.I. Joe. Why did you choose this vehicle to launch yourself in the United States?
When I first heard about G.I. Joe from my agent, I didn't know what it was. So I refused it first. But everybody told me to do it because it's going to be so huge and it's going to be a huge opportunity to go there. So one of my really good friend, Park Chan-wook, who made Old Boy, he advised me, if you really want to go to Hollywood, then why don't you choose it? That would be a really good chance to do it. So that advice was so helpful to me.
G.I. Joe was a huge success. It netted 280 million plus at the box office. Yeah. I believe that you've signed on for the sequel and also a third movie. Are you concerned at all that you may be typecast in Hollywood as the Asian bad guy?
Yeah, of course I worry about that a little bit, but I'm trying to change it.
Mm-hmm. Is it your ultimate goal to crack Hollywood?
No, I actually didn't think about to go Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Even a few years ago, nobody thought it happened. Because it's just a dream for Korean actors. Nowadays, it's not a dream anymore. It's reality.
Your career started in soap operas. And you've starred in more than 20 soap operas here in South Korea. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the country's obsession with soap operas.
I think Korean drama tend to show the real life, even though it's just the small things, small emotions, small twist, but still they really love it because the drama is like their life.
Why do you think Asia is so obsessed with South Korean pop culture?
The Korean drama is still talking about the family things, their love, their hate. They could feel the old emotions. That's why the Japanese people, Chinese people like Korean dramas. And the songs normally include a lot of sadness in Korea.
Now, there's not much information about your childhood. So what was it like growing up as a kid?
I think I was a silly troublemaker. Not serious, but I was kind of an outgoing person, and I really liked the movies. When I was in high school, I really want to be a part of them, but I didn't know what to do. I've never learned an acting or directing in my school. My major was French, and I've never said just one line in my life before that.
How would you describe yourself as an actor? Are you a serious actor? Are you
Yeah, I think I'm kind of serious.
Yeah,
I think I'm kind of serious actor. But in my real life, I'm so
funny guy. Man, Sienna Miller said too.
She did.
Yeah,
Sienna Miller said it.
So funny guy.
And so did Stephen Sommers, the director.
Mm-hmm.
He said you've got a bit of a wicked sense of humor. I think you were playing practical jokes.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, that's real me.
Following the success of Joint Security Area, Byun Han went on to star in the critically acclaimed A Bittersweet Life and The Good, The Bad, The Weird, which premiered at Cannes in 2008. But as Byun Han himself points out, his best work is yet to come.
I understand that you are your harshest critic, that you're never fully happy with your performance. Why is that?
I'm trying to be perfect, especially in the shooting place. Because I have a lot of responsibility to the audience. Because I'm not doing this job as a joke. I had to persuade the audience with my acting, with my emotions. So that's why I really want to be perfect. It's a good thing as an actor, but as a human, in my real life, it's still bad sometimes.
In what way?
I could not enjoy fully everything because I always think about something. In my real life, I try to have a lot of fun. I try to be natural.
How do you have fun? What do you do to unwind?
Watching movies, as drinking wine. That's my best time.
Do you miss being anonymous? Are there ever days that you wish that you could just walk down the street and go unrecognized?
What I really wanted to do was driving taxi.
Oh.
I borrowed a taxi from my friend. He was the boss of the taxi company, and I borrowed the taxi and I drove it like a few days. It was so fun and so interesting experience.
So you were picking up people and taking
them?
Yeah.
Nobody recognized me. But nobody recognized me because I was hiding everything.
How did it feel for those couple of days being normal, being anonymous?
It was so interesting, and that was so weird experience to me because I'm used to be as an actor. So that was strange to me.